This is Dr. Rivero dictating for May 5th of 2022. The name of the patient is Janet Bowes. The last name is B-O-E-S. First name is Janet, J-A-N-E-T. This is the clinical case of an 88-year-old white female that is a patient of Dr. Maxwell, M-A-X-W-E-L-L. The patient has a kidney function that is consistent with CKD stage 3A. The serum creatinine is 0.89. The BUN is 33, and the estimated GFR is 58. The patient does not have evidence of proteinuria. At least when we had the opportunity to refer the laboratory workup that was done in 2021. Period. In talking to the patient, she has problems with the occasional discomfort when she urinates, and the characteristics of the urinary stream. Is not a unified, is like in shower-like period. The patient doesn't have to strain, however, period. This patient was seen in the past by urology, but the patient doesn't seem to be satisfied with the answers given in terms of a solution to her problem, period. She tests with the deep stick, she tests her urine with deep sticks at home, and the leukocyte stearase is always positive, period. Taking into consideration that this patient could have some degree of obstruction or restriction in the urethra, we are going to take the liberty to refer the case to Dr. Arciola for an opinion. Period. Number two, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease. She's taking famotidine with good control. Number three, arterial hypertension that is under control. This patient has a blood pressure of 147/71. And the patient continues to take losartan 50 with hydrochlorothiazide 12.5. Follow a number. History of osteoporosis. The patient has been prescribed alendronate sodium 70 milligrams once a week and has been taking this for a long time. The patient has a history of breast cancer that is in remission. Following number, she has a history of bilateral pulmonary embolisms that is remote. However, she continues to take warfarin, and she has been monitored by the primary care closely. We are going to ask the basic evaluation for CKD, and we are going to refer the patient to Dr. Arciola, and we're going to see the patient in the office afterwards. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the referral from Dr. Maxwell, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.